This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
The Bank of Canada's decision this week to raise its overnight rate by 25 basis points took many by surprise. We thought they were pretty much done. Inflation, by our view, is slowly heading back to normal. The six-month annualized rate has remained only slightly above 3% for nearly a half year now. By our assessment, the situation was under control. However, the Bank of Canada clearly had a different perspective, striving for a more substantial move lower on inflation. The concern now is that they might be risking economic growth for a faster decline of the CPI. Today, we'll delve into the potential aftermath of the interest rate hike and ponder on what the future might hold for Canadian monetary policy. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of June 5th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Heading into the meeting, market odds were split as to whether the Bank of Canada would opt to raise rates or maintain the status quo. However, the firm tone of the official statement left no room for doubt. The bank was firm in its resolve to proceed with another 25 basis point increase. As it stands, the likelihood of this being a one-time decision has decreased significantly compared to just a week ago. Given the decision to raise rates and the hawkish sentiment in the official statement, it is evident that the Bank of Canada harbors concerns about inflation potentially maintaining a stubborn hold in a 3.5% to 4% range. In their statement, they underscored inflation's uptick in April and first quarter GDP growth that was stronger than anticipated for reasons of concern. At the same time, the Governing Council aired their disappointment towards this past year's tightening and the slower response to bring supply and demand in balance and restore inflation to the 2% target. This explicit stance by the Bank of Canada implies willingness to accept the potential consequences to the economy that could lead to a recession, knowing they can always revert to rate cuts in the future, and aggressively if needed. Nevertheless, the decidedly hawkish tone certainly paves the way for potential future rate hikes. We believe any further rate increases will, over time, impose an added burden onto the Canadian consumer. To this day still, nearly two-thirds of Canadian mortgages are locked into much lower rates. But these terms are coming due, and the full impact of the recent interest rate increases on the Canadian consumer's budget has not yet completely sunk in. Even once most renewals have occurred, there is a lag before the data fully reflects the impact. Right now, the Bank of Canada is acting under the assumption that the current hikes are not having enough effect, even though many Canadians haven't even swallowed the proverbial rate pill yet. In the near term, we expect to see a rally in the Canadian dollar against the U.S. While this is well and nice for travelers and makes imports like the latest iPhone more affordable, it presents a challenge for Canadian exporters. As our currency strengthens, our exports become less competitive internationally. Although a robust Canadian dollar isn't typically beneficial for the Canadian economy, it can act to lower inflationary pressures by making our imports, the majority of which come from the United States, cheaper. The Bank of Canada appears to be leaning on, in part, a stronger dollar in its fight against inflation. So this move by the Bank of Canada, coupled with the notably assertive tone of Governor Macklem's speech, came as a surprise to many. The big question now is whether the Fed will follow suit with a similarly hawkish approach, or if this action represents an effort by the Bank of Canada to align more closely with the Fed's past recent moves. Regardless, the economic hurdles for Canada just got higher. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.